You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are moments in life when the ordinary meets the inexplicable, when something as simple as a coat rack, a mere piece of furniture, becomes the centerpiece of a chilling mystery. But what if that coat rack wasn't just made of wood? What if it carried with it something more, something darker? Judy, a woman just like any of us, bought this very coat rack from an antique store, expecting it to bring charm to her home. But what she couldn't have anticipated was the terrifying presence that seemed to come with it. Strange noises, moving wood, and a sense of unease that permeated her entire house. No one believed her at first, but as the nights wore on, the evidence grew undeniable. Was it just an old piece of wood creaking in the quiet of the night, or was something or someone attached to it? Let's dive into this unsettling tale. Let's get to the letter they write. Dear Tony, it was a Sunday just like any other when my brother Greg, his girlfriend Amber, and I decided to make a short trip to a little antique store. It wasn't far from home, just a short drive outside Windsor, near the town of Tecumseh. We had all noticed it before, perched by the side of the highway, its bright red roof impossible to miss. I always thought it looked like a place where you might find something interesting, the kind of store that holds unexpected treasures. Amber, in particular, had been on the hunt for a specific item, a half-moon table for her living area, and I thought this could be the perfect place for her to find it. We left around 11 a.m. and got there by 11:30. It wasn't a long trip, and honestly, I was excited. There was something about antique shopping that felt like a treasure hunt. When we entered, the place was huge, much bigger than I expected, and packed with all sorts of items. It felt like a small mall with so much to look at. Everything from old furniture to vintage knickknacks piled high and arranged in every corner. It wasn't just a shop, it was a maze of history. I walked in, my attention immediately drawn to the left side of the store. Ahead of me, there was a coat rack. Now, I had been looking for a good coat rack for a while, but nothing in Windsor seemed to catch my eye. This one, though, was different. It was sturdy, heavy, old, and at a reasonable price. I could already picture it in my foyer at home, holding coats and scarves, adding some character to the space. I was sold. Amber and Greg had wandered off to the right side of the store, and I didn't see them for a while. It wasn't unusual. The place was so vast. Eventually, Amber called out to me. She had found a three-tier table she liked, so I made my way over to her. I was eager to show her the coat rack I had found. She was excited for me, knowing I'd been searching for the right one for months. We quickly gathered our finds, and after a couple of hours of browsing, it was time to leave. We packed everything into the van and drove home about 3 hours later. The first stop was my house. Will, my husband, was out golfing when we left, but when we arrived, he was surprised by the find. He thought the coat rack looked sturdy and interesting, just like I had hoped. It wasn't anything flashy, but it had a certain charm about it. I cleaned it up with some oil and even tightened the screws a bit to make sure everything was secure. I placed it in the foyer near the front door, happy with my purchase. Little did I know that my home was about to become a place of unease. That evening, as we settled in to watch TV in the family room, something strange happened. At first, it was subtle, a soft, high-pitched screeching noise coming from the coat rack. I tried to brush it off, thinking it might have been the oil I used on it. Maybe it was just settling in. But then it happened again, louder, sharper, like a fingernail dragged across a chalkboard. The sound made my skin crawl. It was the kind of noise you couldn't ignore, the kind that gnawed at you even if you didn't understand it. Chloe, our little dog, reacted immediately. She was lying on the floor, just staring at the coat rack, her eyes fixed in a way that unsettled me. She was a calm dog, never one to jump at shadows. But tonight, she was different. She watched the rack intently, like she was following something I couldn't see. I looked at Will, who was sitting next to me, and he looked back at me with a puzzled expression. "What is that?" he asked, his voice filled with the same confusion I felt. The noise continued, now accompanied by a crackling sound like the burning of wood in a fire. It was loud, invasive, and it seemed to come from deep within the coat rack. How could wood sound like that? It didn't make sense, and the more I tried to rationalize it, the more my unease grew. My mind kept returning to the thought that something was wrong. Something about this piece of furniture was off. I could feel it in my bones. Later that evening, Will decided to take a closer look at the coat rack. He didn't want to believe anything supernatural was at play. "It's probably just the oil," he suggested. "The wood is settling, and maybe that's what you're hearing." But as I looked at him, I couldn't shake the feeling that this was different. We've had wood furniture for years, but nothing ever made noises like this. Not like this. Not this loud. I just couldn't buy it. That night, as we sat in the family room, it happened again. The same screeching sound, followed by more crackling, this time traveling into the kitchen. The noises seemed to follow us, moving from the foyer to the kitchen, filling the house with their eerie presence. I couldn't take it anymore. It wasn't just the sounds, it was the feeling, the weight of it all. Every time the noise started, I felt a coldness creeping in, a heaviness that filled the air and settled over me like a dark cloud. I couldn't sleep. The noises kept me awake, sometimes for hours. I kept telling myself that it had to be something rational, something explainable, but it didn't feel that way. I started to dread going to bed, knowing that I might wake up to the sound of that coat rack creaking and crackling, like it was alive, like it was trying to tell me something. By the third night, I was done. The noises had become more persistent, almost constant, starting around midnight and going until 4 a.m. They weren't just irritating anymore. They were maddening. I had never experienced anything like it. I knew it wasn't the wood. I knew it wasn't the oil. There was something else at play here. Something I couldn't explain. Something I couldn't ignore. That's when I decided to call Amber. I told her everything. The sounds, the feeling of unease that had crept into our home. She was quiet for a moment before saying something I didn't expect. "Sometimes," she said cautiously, "when you buy an antique, there's something attached to it." I laughed it off. "Come on, Amber, you really believe that?" But she was insistent, saying that it could happen. "I've heard stories," she added. "Old antiques, they carry energy, sometimes more than just memories." At the time, I didn't take her seriously. I didn't want to. But deep down, I knew there was something in that house that wasn't right. The thought of this energy lingering in my home terrified me. I didn't know what to think anymore. Thanks for reading this, and thanks for all that you do. Sincerely, Judy. As we listen to Judy's account, we are faced with a situation where the line between the rationale and the supernatural begins to blur. What began as a simple purchase of an antique, a seemingly benign object, quickly spiraled into a series of unnerving experiences. Could these noises truly be explained away as just the creaking of old wood? Or do they point to something darker? The way Judy describes the unease in her home, the strange sensations, the coldness in the air, the dog's unusual behavior, leaves us questioning what's real and what's imagined. Is it simply a case of a woman's overactive imagination? Or could there really be something more? When Judy speaks of the crackling noises and the swaying coat rack, it's hard not to wonder about the psychological factors at play. Could the combination of her growing anxiety and the odd, unexplained sounds be feeding into her fear, making her perceive the situation as more sinister than it really is? This is an area that has been studied extensively. The human mind, under stress or fear, can sometimes amplify the things it hears or sees, turning the mundane into something much more frightening. It's a form of psychological conditioning where the mind fills in the blanks, creating a reality that fits the fear. But then we come to Amber's words. The suggestion that an antique could carry something attached to it introduces a whole new layer to this mystery. While it may sound like superstition, there are many who believe in the idea that objects can retain emotional or spiritual energy. In folklore, antiques and heirlooms are often thought to be vessels for the lives of their previous owners, carrying with them their emotions, experiences, or even their lingering spirits. Whether or not you subscribe to these beliefs, there's no denying that some objects seem to evoke strange feelings, an inexplicable chill, a sense of being watched, a sudden and unshakable unease. Ultimately, the question remains, can an inanimate object truly be haunted, or is there something more psychological at play here? As we reflect on Judy's story, we're left with an unsettling conclusion that sometimes the mysteries of the past can follow us into the present in ways we can't easily explain. The most chilling aspect of this story isn't just the noises or the unsettling feeling that something's wrong. It's the fact that after removing the coat rack, the tension lifts. The house returns to normal. The dog, once terrified, is finally at ease again. It's as if the coat rack was the source of something much darker than just sound. Could it have been a simple coincidence, or was it really the object itself? Sometimes we may never know the answers, but the lingering sense of unease remains. What do you believe? Could an old piece of furniture really carry a hidden history, a secret of its own? Or could the mind be more powerful than we give it credit for? Judy may never have the answers, but her experience leaves us all wondering, is it the object, or is it something else? Thank you for joining us as we explored the unsettling tale of the haunted coat rack. As always, we remind you to trust your instincts because sometimes the most frightening things are the ones we can't see. But we feel them all the same.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.